The New York Times has called Lee Child the best thriller writer of the moment. The Los Angeles Times has named him the poster boy for American crime fiction. With more than 100 million copies of his novels in print worldwide, featuring his now iconic creation, ex-Army cop and all-around tough guy Jack Reacher, Lee Child is certainly hotter than ever. Child now returns with a new novel, Make Me, where Jack Reacher encounters a case that proves to be one of the most challenging and haunting of his career. Most recently, Reacher was portrayed by Tom Cruise in the first film, Jack Reacher. A second film will be out next year. It's a great pleasure to welcome Lee Child to the roundtable this morning. Lee, thanks for being back in the program.
Oh, it's a pleasure. I'm happy to be there.
Wonderful to have you on the program. It's been a little while, so it's good to have you back. When you look at this particular book, what do you find interesting about what you have done here?
Well, I think that, as you know, as we've talked about before, I never really have a plan or an idea for the book. I don't have an outline. I don't know what's going to happen. I just start at the beginning and see how the story unfolds. And this one, I think, was interesting to me for two reasons. One was that there's a more vulnerable element to Reacher in this one for some reason, and secondly, it ends up in a place that is really, really dark, and the thing that he's up against this time is really huge and really serious, and such that he can probably obviously win the battle against the bad guys, but probably not win the war, because the thing he's up against is so immense that he's never really going to beat it. And I think that makes him feel a little more dispirited, a little human. You know, this is something that maybe can't be beat.
Is that a challenge for you to write about a character that you've been attached to for a long time to put them in that dark place?
It's a sort of random thing. One imagines that if you do come up against crimes and bad situations, some of them are going to be worse than others. And this time it just turned out, this one's very serious. And then watching the guy operate in that environment is interesting, because obviously the author feels that he knows the character very well, but a lot of it is organic. A lot of it just comes out as if he was a real person.
When it comes to the story, as you say, you don't really know where you're going. At what point does it click and you say, okay, this is, I have my middle, I have my beginning, I have my end?
Well, it's a bit, I don't want to sound pretentious about it, but it's a bit like being a chess player. You know, you play the game, and then if you're a good enough chess player, you suddenly see five or six moves ahead, and you suddenly see how you're going to win. And it's a bit like that with a story. You keep going and going, and then suddenly you see, I've got about another five things, and then I see now where the story will end.
Tell us a little bit about Special Agent Michelle Chang, who is in this novel and works with Reacher.
Yeah, well, Reacher likes her more than usually, and because she's down on her luck. You know, she was an FBI agent who had to leave the Bureau for something that was not her fault. She just got trapped in an impossible situation and had to leave, and she's become a private investigator, not a big sort of glossy organization, but rather shoestring organization where she's basically working on her own. And Reacher, having been in a similar circumstance, you know, he was in the Army and then the peace dividend happened and he was let go. He feels some common interest with her. He understands what she's going through, and that makes him that little bit more sympathetic towards her. Plus, he really likes her, and that adds something to your situation. You're not just worried about yourself. Now you're worried about two people. That kind of doubles your vulnerability.
Is it nice for you as a writer to work on that chemistry, to write about that chemistry, to write not only about Reacher, but someone who cares about him?
Yeah, that was very nice. And, obviously I'm sitting there all winter writing the book, and I'm spending time with an imaginary woman. She's got to be interesting to me, fundamentally, and she was. These layers in her of certainly very competent, very, very professional, but somewhat disappointed. And she has a vulnerability of her own, and they kind of team up very well together.
This certainly is, there's a lot of traveling in this book. You're kind of all over the country here.
Yeah, it starts out in a town that is so remote, a tiny speck of a town in the middle of nowhere. And, in order to figure out what's going on, they go to Los Angeles and Chicago and Phoenix, Arizona, San Francisco, before returning to the tiny speck of a town for the showdown. And so, yeah, there's travel, but I can't predict that. I just go where the story takes me.
And then going where the story takes you, I assume there are instances where it takes you someplace and then you realize, oh, okay, this isn't going to work out.
Well, I try and avoid that. I mean, I have a sort of sixth sense about, are we backing up a blind alley here? So, I won't go there. But also, again, you're trying to mirror real life. And if you end up in a difficult spot, you can't just rewind your life and be somewhere else. You have to deal with it. And so that's how I write. If it looks like there's a bad situation that is going to be very difficult for Reacher to make the next move, then I make him work. I make him do the work and get out of his trouble. It's sort of dishonest as a storyteller, I think, to backtrack and make it easier for him.
What do you think you've gotten better at over the years and over the many novels?
Something that I've learned, certainly, is to trust the reader more. I came out of the world of television, which is watched in a very distracted manner, and you tend to sort of overemphasize things because you know that the audience is not necessarily paying full attention. They may be cooking dinner at the same time, or they're on the phone to their mother at the same time. So you tend to emphasize things a little much. But I've learned book readers are inherently smart people, and so you can give them the briefest clue, you can give them the smallest hint, and they will pick up on it. So I think that's what I've gotten better at.
What is it, do you think, in talking to people and doing book signings and out on tour like you are now, what do you learn about this character, Jack Reacher, that has struck a chord with the audience?
I think it's his moral compass. He wants to do the right thing. And what I've learned is that everybody wants to do the right thing. People are full of goodwill. They're full of kindness. They want to help if they can. But, of course, in real life, we can't necessarily. Maybe we're inhibited. We lack the capability. Maybe the problem is at work where you're powerless. There's nothing you can do about it. So real life is very frustrating for good-natured people. So they like to see it on the page. Here's a guy who has no inhibitions. Here's a guy who is capable. He can do the right thing. And so I think the readers love to be there cheering him on, imagining that they are him, imagining that he's a friend of theirs, watching him do the right thing. I think it's empowering. I think it's consoling. And like all fiction, it gets rid of the frustrations of real life. That's why we love to read stories.
The pacing, how naturally, you mentioned, having a sixth sense about this. Does the pacing come naturally of what a chapter entails and the brevity of that and moving the story along in a good thriller fashion?
Yeah, I can't afford to think about it too much because I think if you start thinking, then you overcomplicate it. So I just do it by instinct. I just know this is the end of the chapter, and now we move on. You build the cliffhanger. It just happens automatically for me.
And do you think that some of that comes out of working in television, that there's a scene and then you move to the next?
Yeah, I think that you have to consider that all of us work basically in the same arena. The television, movies, books, we're all competing for the same viewers, or we're all sharing the same viewers. Nobody only reads books. They also watch television. They also go to movies. So we're all kind of swimming in the same river. So to some extent, we are both influencing the other media, but also being influenced by it, so that we end up with, and certainly these days things are getting faster and faster. Over my 20 books, I would say that, yeah, they've gotten noticeably faster because the world of entertainment as a whole has gotten faster.
And are you okay with that? You like keeping up?
Yeah, I'm totally okay with it. I think that, things change. And think back, an extreme example would be, 19th century novels, somebody like Charles Dickens, hundreds and hundreds of pages. You introduce a character, and sort of 20 pages later, he's still talking about their grandparents or something. You just can't do that anymore. You have to do it all in a couple of lines.
And obviously that is our short attention span, and I guess also it has to do with, as you say, technology of just then moving on to the next thing.
Yeah, we've got so much competition now. Back in the day, a book was all we had, and now, of course, you've got a million different things you could be doing, computers, video games, online stuff, and so we've got to pay attention to providing the kind of experience that people really want.
But I assume as a writer, you don't want, it may not be for you, but you don't want that idea of somebody writing 100 pages, or certainly as beautiful as what Dickens did, to go away.
I don't, and I think that's the wonderful thing about books, that actually there's room for everything. You know, there are some old-style books, new-style books, there's every base is covered, and long may that continue.
The name of the new novel is Make Me. It is a Jack Reacher novel. It is published by Delacorte Press. Lee Child, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much for spending time with us this morning.
Absolutely, my pleasure. Have a great day.
And to you, thank you. Lee Child's new book is Make Me. It's a Jack Reacher novel. It's published by Delacorte. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.